Sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
All right, that's all we ask is a little common sense infused into today's problems, and that's where I bring in Charles Walshine, one of the foremost foreclosure defense attorneys in the nation. Top litigator, WalshineLegal.com. That's with two L's, Stephen Schwartz. Businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur, MrDumble.com. Home of the great hoodies, no shirts, hoodies. Let's be real here and make sure people understand that. Okay. It is my pleasure to introduce, and we say a very good morning. Good morning, Charles. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Jay. You got the whole intro perfect. I think Charlie's in a... You just put Charlie in such a great mood. And, you know, that's what's important in the world, that Charlie's in a great mood, and the radio world gets... You know, they've been texting me, asking me, how is Charlie doing? The world, the radio world wants to know, Charlie, how are you doing?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
Don't say it, because I was in a good mood to the clam stuff. Okay? And you keep this up, I'm going to botch up your intro again. Okay?
Yeah,
keep it up.
You can do me a favor? Listen, I think we're all in a better mood than R. Kelly today, huh? He's not in a good mood. Mother of God. How did that happen, Jay? R. Kelly. Another one.
Yeah, R. Kelly, huh? Surprise there, huh? Steve, surprise R. Kelly got laid out in deliberations day two. I mean, come on. R. Kelly, really? R. Kelly,
He's over the years, right? Jay, let me ask you a question. I want to know, how does a person like this enlist the help of a cadre of co-conspirators in a human trafficking, and it takes years to come out? I can't get over this. I mean, even from a lawyer's point of view, like, how do you keep that a secret?
Money and power, Charlie. It's all about money.
I guess.
And that's where it's at. And this guy had everything going for him. I mean, it's amazing if you look at the clock, how quickly it could change. You go from hero to goat, you know, real quick.
That's worse than that's worse than a goat. That's like, that's a sick criminal right there. How does that happen? Like, you know, if you have,
it's
like
been documented. He had 15-year-olds prancing around his joint. You know, I mean, come on.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. All right, let's get into a couple of things, guys. Now, Charles, you and I spoke the poison pill. It's out there. Progressive left, it has hit this governor big time right now. You got mandates galore. You know, talking yesterday about holier than now and Jesus. I mean, my goodness, I don't know what's going on here. Regarding everything involved, but, you know, it's not only about the mandate, right, in the state of New York. It's not only about the mandate. It's about everything that's going on within the confines of this great country. I mean, look at the transformation, Charles, that has taken place over the years, okay? The squad. I mean, Bernie, there is so much going on as far as the influencer that it has taken over. Even those moderate in nature have now been lured by the magnetic left, okay? And it's become a very dangerous trend right now in this society. No? Am I off there?
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's when the Republicans do it, right? Because the Republicans have been co-opted by, you know, by these Q people and these people who are way out on the far right, just wackos, like the conspiracy theorists. You know, the left has a different, the far left has a different tactic. What they do is they use mainstream media as like they're a mafia. Now, if you added them all up, they are so boisterous. And I see it all the time. It's like, I'm afraid to laugh at a joke. I'm afraid to laugh at a joke in private. I have this secret room, you know, in my house where I have to go and listen to old Red Fox records and old George Carlin records because they're actually funny and I laugh. You realize that guys like Howard Stern and Jackie Mason and all these guys, they would never even get a toehold today. the people who made us literally break a rib from laughing, you're not allowed to laugh in public anymore at these guys. And these guys were legitimately funny, and I don't care who says that they were sexist and this and that. Let me tell you something. They were funny. They made me laugh. Now, like, I don't even know what to laugh at. It's like Benny Hill couldn't get on television today. This is like disgusting. The left is radicalized, and they've become like a politically correct mafia that you get canceled if you go against them. It's a completely different tactic, but it's two sides of the same coin. Now, this week, and I'm going to turn this over to you or Schwartz or somebody, because I know you have a lot to say about it. This week is, and I don't know if people realize it, is a crossroads for the Democratic Party, because you have the big three. You got Biden, you have Pelosi, and you have Schumer. They have to come out and say, shut up. You're not what we believe in. We're moderate. We want to be down the middle. We want to appeal to common sense. But with you maniacs, and the next topic I want you to get to is that nonsense with the Iron Dome, because we have to get to that today. You maniacs do not represent us, because if Biden, with a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, if he can't get a bill passed, with all three being Democrats, he should be ashamed of himself and doesn't deserve to get reelected.
Yeah, but these bills are ridiculous. Charles, these bills are ridiculous. I'll get into that. Stevie, talk to me. You know, you've seen the shift, okay? You've seen the shift. It's dangerous. It's beyond the realm, okay? I've been in this thing a long time. It's pure poison at this point in time. Do you agree with that or no?
Big picture here. You've got... You're not remembering correctly. You know, it's only been a few years ago where the crazies on the other side, okay, took over and hijacked the Republican Party. So we would wake up in the morning from, like Charlie would say, from a different tactic, because it wasn't the mainstream media. It was just a Trump dictatorship world that was being developed. And people were going along with that program. So you have too much one way, and you got too much the other way. You're 100% right, Jay. What's going on is just a disgrace. It's beyond. And Charlie's right on. When you got control three powers that get to control things, and you can't get it done because you're being overrun by you know the all the way to the left. We got to become that moderate, and we got to become centered. We got to get back to center. So the Marjorie Greens of the world and the AOCs of the world are truly ruining this country, truly ruining this country. And the truth falls somewhere right in the middle. And when Charlie talks about the Iron Dome and AOC goes and votes for it and then the next day goes out and apologizes to the squad for doing it and apologizes to her constituents, okay, actually writes a letter to apologize for voting for something that was good. She did something good, and she's now apologizing. This is crazy behavior. And when you talk about sense of humor, the guys like Don Rickles would probably be like in handcuffs today, because you can't laugh at a joke today. There is none of that. There is none of anything going on that is real. We've become so politically correct that regardless of who you are, I don't think that there's a real bone in anyone's body, because we're just like zombies right now, just going along with this crazy political environment.
Well, you know, case in point, right up your alley, Schwartz, the Cleveland Guardians. Get ready for the Cleveland Guardians of Major League Baseball in 2022. A prime example exactly of what you're discussing here, no?
Absolutely. I mean, come on, Jay. Where does it stop? Does the Golden State Warriors, they're coming after the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors. I would love there to be, you want to have a mandate? Have a mandate that you can't change the original teams, original history, original anything. Because just like Charlie would say, tell the story. Tell the story on all this stuff. You don't have to. You know, for everything that you change, you're insulting somebody. You're insulting the Cleveland Indian fans that have supported that team forever. So when you make the move, Yeah. Oh, I feel better. I feel better. Who's feeling better about this? Who? It's not real. It's not real. It's like performing a political correct thing that's not really making anyone feel better, Charlie.
Well, see, let me just jump in here for a second. You know, if the Cleveland Indians had less of a generic name, if they were named actually after a tribe, what they would do is what they do in Florida. They pay the Seminole tribe money to use their name. But here, you have to pay every Indian in the country. So you couldn't really, there isn't enough money for that. So, you know something? This nonsense, and I'm with you, and I'll say this, and I don't care how much hate mail I get. Let me tell you something. You're all a bunch of sellouts. Because if the price was right, you would sell your name, you'd sell your sister, you'd sell your mother for money. And we all know it. So stop the nonsense with changing the name and all this other stuff to be politically correct, because I don't want to hear it. Because everybody knows that if they actually used a name on a tribe, and you could go to the tribe and say, here's $10 million a year for the rights to your name, they would take it, and all of a sudden it would be racist because they were getting paid. So this is a lot of crap. I don't care what anybody says. You can start writing the hate mail now. I'll give you my email address. You can tell me how stupid I am or how racist I am. I'll tell you to go stick your thumb in, you know what. Okay? So that's that. That's how I feel. And I said it. So there you go.
What's your email? I want to start them off. What's your email, Chuck?
You send me the hate mail. You can find it.
Send the hate mail. Go to the website, walshonlegal.com.
Right, you know, right on.
Speaking of that, I mean, are you buying into this Costco stuff that they are depleted now in toilet paper? Paper towels, Clorox wipes. I mean, come on. That is so weak on the part of Costco, I think. You're going to tell me differently that it's not just a lure for folks to kind of come back in a day or two and reshop and everything else because, you know, people are trying to improve the business aspects and everything else with their organizations? I mean, come on. I mean, how weak does Costco look telling us, you know what? There's nothing left on the shelves now. Sorry. Come back in 3 days. Come on. Enough is enough. We're going to go. What? We get in quarantine again? I didn't realize we were in quarantine again. Okay. I mean, Costco looks so weak in doing this. I got to tell you, Charlie. It's terrible.
Well, it depends. Listen, I just abused myself. I was a Charmin addict for many years. I was addicted to Charmin. And when COVID, there was no Charmin. I had to buy cases of toilet paper, second-rate toilet paper. And I got to tell you, it was withdrawal. It was several months. Shakes, night sweats, all kinds of stuff. But I finally got over my addiction. I'm not going back. There's no way I'm letting that monkey back, the Charmin monkey back on my back. It's not happening. I'm disabused forever. I'm cheap. I'm a cheap two-ply guy. It's a 25-cent a roll. Listen, pretty soon I'm saving up for my Mercedes. That's it. One roll of cheap toilet paper at a time.
But you're not buying that, are you? You're not buying that stuff from Costco. You're not buying the fact that there's I don't believe there's shortages. Come on. That looks ridiculous.
But don't they do the same thing when it snows out? Every time there's a snowstorm in Long Island, regardless of what it is, oh, my God, panic the Home Depot. They're just you got to buy everything. Salt is, salt. You better get here in the next 20 minutes, else there's
fresh
no salt.
Water. That's right. It's going to be 12 feet of snow. Better buy water.
Hold on. The salt trail is going to come at 3 a.m. We're going to open up specially for you guys, for you specials, you know, just so you can have enough salt, you know. So, welcome to America. You know, that's really what it is. But you're right. It is weak. It's 100% weak. It's
very weak.
To have a panic in the streets over toilet paper. What's going on.
I'll tell you, Steve, I don't want to see weakness today regarding the Joint Chiefs General Mark Milley, Lloyd Austin, Frank McKenzie, the U.S. Central Command leader, and they're all testifying today before the Senate committee. I don't want to see weakness. I want to see the questions. I want to see toughness. You know, it's interesting. At this point, it would be impeachment in the books already for the former president. But, you know, I don't expect anything out of this. I really don't. I think the questioning will be there, but the ramifications, even if we know what their answers are, I mean, I don't think they'll be enforced as far as accountability here. I really don't. But I got to tell you, accentuating the point today of Milley's testimony, I want to hear a little bit more. I really want to hear more and definitely facing consequences. You know, if you're telling me you bypass Trump to assure China that the president wouldn't stage an attack against it. You know, that's serious stuff, Steve. That's serious stuff. And I got to tell you, I've had it with a whole lot of them, and including DHS Secretary Mayorkas. He's now deer in the headlights three. Okay, deer in the headlights three. One, you know about, right? One we know about who's already gone, thank goodness, in Mr. Zucker there, Health Department Commissioner. Two, I'm waiting for Blinken to step aside, Secretary of State. Mayorkas is deer in the headlights three. But I want to see what comes out of this today. Okay? Milley should be dismissed. Dismissed. And should have been on the spot. Should have been.
Well, at least we know who your turd is. We know exactly where you're going for your turd award. Now you just lay that out. Listen, Jay, you know, this book, the big picture here, you're going to get exactly what you want. You're going to get nothing. That's the truth. Today, you're going to get nothing. But again, there is so much going on here. There is so much, the world as a whole is going through something right now. And the book really hasn't been written yet. And every single week we go, and I'm just looking more big picture, okay? Every week that we go, it becomes, I want to see this. I want this. I need this. And you know what? It's still the big picture. You're reading a very, very small little paragraph in a book that hasn't been written yet. So as we go along, all right, I think you will get satisfaction. I just think that this administration, and this is where you are so right, is so weak and so at times makes you shake your head. And I said this about 6 or 8 months ago. When people were talking about this and that, I go, listen, while we're sitting here trying to figure out whether or not to open the country or not, all right, the world is laughing at us with this, with the way we're going after each other, the way we're becoming like a civil war kind of country. So when you want something from the top, leadership, let's take responsibility, accountability, and all the good stuff that everybody wants, and that's why we put these people here. Guess what, Jay? You're going to be disappointed today.
Listen, I'm expecting it, Charles. I'm not expecting. He's going to get tough questions. Okay, we know. Listen, Blinken got tough questions, but you know he lives another day. You know, I don't expect anything different to come out today. It's just not in the cards. Not in the cards right now, Charles.
Well, listen, I don't know what was in anybody's, actually what was going on in Trump's mind, but the perception of what he could do in some circles was very questionable. People actually thought that he would do anything. And by the way, January 6th, regardless of what you say, Jay, is a perfect example of how far somebody will go to get what they want. And it was that kind of mindset, which these guys were all exposed to for numerous years. They didn't trust him. They didn't trust his judgment. They didn't trust his motives. And frankly, neither do I. And you could be his. I don't know, his cheerleader. He's not even in office anymore, thankfully.
Not a cheerleader.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Because
no, I'm not.
You're picking on Milley. You're picking on Milley now.
Oh, come on, Milley.
And by the way, when Ronald Reagan, in the last 3 years of his presidency, when he had onset of dementia, His staff was doing exactly what Milley was doing now, because he was not in any kind of shape to make a decision. And it's public knowledge. Nobody really talks about it that much, but it is public knowledge. Reagan was Come on. If you actually read a book, which of course you don't, you would know this, and you would stop this nonsense with Milley, because I would trust Milley to make a decision and to go through the actual process, which has been tested through the nuclear age. Okay, numerous times, that it doesn't come down to one unhinged nut. And I'm not saying it was Donald Trump. I'd say it could be anybody in that office. That there are checks and balances in place. No. I'm sorry. It's like
he usurped.
Doesn't mean he gets to press the button.
Charles.
Okay?
Charles, he usurped the authority of the commander-in-chief. You can't do that.
No, he
You're
did
a
not.
Joint chiefs. Okay? You cannot do.
He usurped what Milley did.
I'm sorry. Listen, he's got some explaining to do. He's got the explaining to do with the drone strike, okay? and everything else.
Here we are.
It was a righteous strike. Really? You killed seven children. Answer a question properly.
That wasn't,
and accountability.
That, dude. Yeah.
Accountability.
Okay. Like, you want to stay on the topic? Yeah, and try to.
And by the way, let me just state for the record. Let me just state for the record. The pom-poms. The pom-poms that you think for Donald Trump, I was one of the guys who said, you know what? He stirred the pot. Go take your country. Go march and take your country back. I said he stirred the pot. Okay? I said he lost the election because he lost the focus from COVID-19. I am on record.
You want a medal?
Let's make that very clear. Go ahead.
Is that it? You want a medal? You want a medal for speaking the truth?
No, because
everybody already
what you're stating is the untruth.
Schwartzy, send him a medal. One of our famous, send him a Mr. Dumble medal, okay? And get him a free T-shirt, a free hoodie.
No, it's a hoodie,
okay?
Charlie. Get it right. It's
sorry. Send him a hoodie and a medal.
You can't even get the damn Dumble right.
He said something bad about Trump. Yay. Hold on. Get the applause. Where's Sparky? Sparky, get the applause thing for Jay right now. Come on. Little clapping. Come on. Stop it, Jay. This is something that's been in the works forever. Since there was a nuclear weapon that could be launched, this has been in the works. The back channel. It's the most important tool we have in foreign
policy. Milley's actions, we need answers. We need answers from Milley. And by the way, I don't expect anything from Lloyd Austin. Nothing from Austin. You know, he's just getting his marching orders from Rice and Ron Klain, okay? We know what they're doing. We know who's running the administration. It's conglomeration, okay? We know about who's running the campaign. And I tell you, and I said this last week, this is the worst administration I've ever seen. The worst administration I've ever seen in 9 months taking an office. Hands down. You show me one worse. Show me one worse on all fronts.
Well, I will say this, Jay. That Austin, I'm total agreement with you on this guy. I mean, I've watched him speak. I mean, this guy is you talk about a company guy. You talk about, you know, you ask him a question, he'll give you the you know, he's basically, he has no problem just lying right through his teeth. You know, but I give him credit because he's just staying, you know, right down the middle. But he's rough to listen to. He doesn't give me confidence that he's certainly no Schwarzkopf, I'll tell you that. This guy is all over the map.
I'm going to tell you right now, the movie Get Out. Remember that movie Get Out?
That guy makes me very nervous. Very nervous.
You ever see the movie Get Out, Schwartz? Charles, you see that movie?
Yep. Get Out.
This is what this administration is emulating. Okay? Altered minds. Altered minds. That's what we have. Listen, a quick break. Mike comes back. Little drum roll. We decide, based on the results of who won last week's coveted Bronze 30, right after that. Ladies and gentlemen, we give out each and every week a very coveted Bronze 30 award for those who have stepped on it, in it. And you can vote on it. You go to the LI News Radio Twitter page, 6,800-plus votes. Charles has picked the FBI, Steve's Texas and Carmine's, the restaurant, and mine was the Utah Northport Police working the Petito case, hands down. That got it, guys. So many miscues and everything else, and that'll lead me into my award. Now, I'll go first on this, and I appreciate everybody voting. My award will go to Steve Bertolino, who's the East Iceland-based attorney, who represents the Laundry family. And in essence, you know, if you're telling all of us that the Laundries had no knowledge of the son's whereabouts, come on. I can't buy it. Kid came home September the 1st. We know the story, the timeline already. You know, he leaves Tuesday, comes back, and the Mustang's there Wednesday. Parents finally tell police on that Friday. I mean, cut it out already, please. Cut it out already. Cut it out already. As far as the dirty laundry, what it says, in essence, Steve Bertolino, my pick. Those who have stepped in it, the coveted Bronze 30. Charles, your pick, sir, for the upcoming.
I'm going to give it to Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, the rest of her clan, with the vote and the comments about Israel being an apartheid state. Let me tell you something. I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat my entire life. I'm a fairly very conservative guy when it comes to certain things. And I'll tell you one thing about this. We got to get rid of these people. Democrats, the future of the Democratic Party. This is what people see. They don't see the other people with common sense, the guys like Max Rose. They see this. This is what they see. It's time for the big three to come out and tell the world this is not who we are. This is disgusting. The Iron Dome is a purely defensive system used by a sovereign state to protect itself against terrorists.
All right. Well done, sir.
Yes, right.
Mr. Schwartz, may I have your pick?
Big picture. Look at the big picture. AOC. Got to go to her. She actually does the right thing. She sees it, Charlie. She sees it's a defense miss. She votes for it. She does all the right things. And then she apologizes to the squad. And then she goes and takes out a giant letter in one of the newspapers to apologize to her constituents. Do you think that these people in the Bronx really, really, really care what she does, whether that was right or wrong? What is she after? She's after Chuck Schumer's job. That's what she's after. She is a distraction to the country. She is definitely somebody who stepped in it this week by doing the right thing and then apologizing for it. AOC, turd of the week.
Could be a slam dunk. Charles and Steve, the smart guys. That's what we call them. And you have just witnessed that firsthand. Gentlemen, well done. I look forward to next week as always.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.